Thank you for listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain.
Everywhere, everything is no good. Everybody's walking around going, this is no good, this won't do, everything is gone wrong.
You're missing a couple of strings on this bass guitar. Is that how you learned it, and you never bothered to buy two new ones, or is there a plan?
After 2 years, I mean, what's the point spending money and a lot of it? It's like two is enough. It's adequate. Anybody can play this bass.
You were a garage band. Do you think you're still a garage band now?
No, definitely we've progressed to a basement band.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've gotten inside the house now.
We're inside the house now.
Sitting in a van all day long.
That part's not fun.
That part is not the most fun.
Does it smell in the van?
It smells in the van.
Oh, I like it when it smells. Is it dirty in the van?
It's dirty in the van.
Oh, I like it when it's dirty.
I think that most music probably is, in a sense, or it's sort of an electronic thing or a mathematical thing, and that all exists in the molecular structure of the universe.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. I'm your host Dave, joined by Adam. We're also syndicating across several different stations throughout Canada. Adam, hello, welcome.
Hello, Dave, and hello, listeners, to another edition of Revolution Rock. On today's episode, we're going to be playing a lot of new music, including material from Motorist. We're going to be playing new material from Bluffing, Cindy Lee. A brand new album has dropped by Lelouz, which we'll be playing, as well as hearing some new music from Jessica Pratt, Mount Eerie from a new compilation record. We're going to be going back in time a little bit to hear some stuff from Bo Diddley. We're going to be hearing Bell Peppers, new material from Eyeball, Dirty Cheetah. Really awesome to hear a brand new song from The Gruesomes, which we'll be playing. In fact, I'm so excited, I'm tripping over my words, apparently.
It's okay.
It's an
exciting time.
I'm glad you gave me that emotional support. Thank you. Especially for what we're going to be also delving into later on in the program. Diamond Dogs, the 1974 album by David Bowie, is celebrating its 40th anniversary.
Yes. And there's a lot of interesting things we will discuss.
So many things. We're going to talk about the album artwork. We're going to end up talking about the context of how the album was made and where it stands and the legacy of his discography. And there's much, much more. Of course, we always love hearing from you. You can always give us a message at the website, which is revrock.blogspot.com. And you can also, who knows, maybe give us a call where our arms are open and waiting. I mean, I don't really think we have... didn't have open arms to accept phone calls, but you know, we'll have them open regardless.
Yeah, we'll answer.
Well, if we do want to have people phone, Dave, what's the number they should phone?
519-971-3630 or 1-855-344-2526 in Detroit. It's toll-free there and around the world. So let's get started. We're going to start off with brand new music here from a band called Closers.
Yeah, there's not a lot of information about this band that I can find. They are a Canadian group. Unfortunately, due to their name, they are nigh impossible to find anything on a web search about. But they do have a new album out, which is through Unichapel Records. It's called Closers, and we're going to hear a track called Rain Check from this. Also, new music from Motorist, Wine Lips, and Hot Mud all in this set, bringing you another great Saturday night with Revolution Rock.
Yeah. my birthday in rehab cause I went cray, cray. Now I'm older than I want to be, much more sober than I want to be. See, my life turned into tragedy. Now I celebrate in recovery. No more strippers, no more drugs, no more booze. No more triggers, no excuses to use. But there's a layer cake of mixed up feelings. Group hugs and group therapy meetings, yeah. Give me a hug. It's not that bad. Give me a high five. At least we're still alive. Birthday in rehab.
You are tuned in to CJAM 99.1 FM and listening to Revolution Rock. Adam and Dave here with you for your Saturday night up until 9 o'clock. Afterwards, you're going to hear Mark Casaubon up at 9 o'clock. But up until then, you will be hearing from us and the music we select, including that last set, ending off with new material from Ottawa's Hot Mud.
Yes, we heard a track called Birthday in Rehab, and that comes from their latest release, which is called Rehab Rock.
Yeah, so it is kind of a concept record, you know, based upon some personal experience about being within drug. A very eye-opening and honest account of this experience that also peppers the usual humor and self-awareness you come to expect from this band with their music. It's a fantastic release, highly recommended. A bit of a Bowie inflection with some of the recordings there, which is going to be very prevalent throughout the rest of the show, because there's going to be a lot of acts that we can definitely draw back comparisons to Bowie, especially since we are highlighting the anniversary of Diamond Dogs a little bit later on, but we'll get to that a little bit later on in the program. Before that, we heard from Toronto's Wine Lips.
Yeah, we heard a track from their latest release, Super Mega Ultra, which we've heard several tracks from. We heard the song Lemon Party, and I believe they're playing at the Logger House in Detroit in June.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not too far from here.
Do you think they'll bring some lemons with them?
I don't know. Maybe if they have a lemon party.
Some sort of citrus, at least. That would be nice. Yeah. Keep that in mind, Wine Lips. Maybe some sangria. Prior to that, we heard from Motorist, hailing from Toronto as well. We heard something from their brand new album, which is actually out now as of yesterday. It's mm-hmm. called Touched by the Stuff. And we heard the track Call Control. And we started things off with the self-titled record from Closers, also is just released. You can find that off of Unichapel Records. And we heard Rain Check from that particular release. Coming up next, really cool material that we're going to be exploring some new bands that are actually formed by some familiar faces.
Yeah, we're going to start off with a new album that just came out, or it's actually not out yet.
Well, it's going to be coming up pretty soon, though. It's called Because It's True, and it's by a band called Laughing, which is not just, you know, a brand new up-and-coming act, but it's a band featuring members of pre-established acts, including one Josh Salter of Napies.
Yeah, you know, he plays bass in Napies. He's in this band, and he sings sometimes as well. Yeah, so a new project featuring Josh, which, you know, he's always doing interesting things. He used to play in Monomath, and there was a couple other bands he was in several years back. Anyways, this new band is called Laughing. This one has a little bit more of a power pop slant. And we're going to start off the next set by hearing one of their singles, which is called Will She Ever Be a Friend of Mine? And then we also have brand new music in this set from the band Dog Day from Halifax. They have a new album coming out, I believe, at the end of May, which is going to be called A T-Shirt with Writing on It.
Mm-hmm. The best type of T-shirt, yeah. Honestly. And then we're going to be hearing some music as well in the set from Cindy Lee, releasing one of the best double albums in the last couple of years, I have to say, with Diamond Jubilee. We're going to be hearing another track from that fantastic double record. Highly recommended. Cindy Lee always delivers, even though this is supposedly their final record under this moniker. With the success they've been receiving for this so far, they might change their mind, but we'll see. Regardless, though, let's start off with this track by Laughing, Will She Ever Be a Friend, here on Revolution Rock and CJAM 99.1 FM.